You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Today, outside of the Fletcher Building site on the Great South Road, the Protect Ihu Mātua protest took place, a movement hosted by the Save Our Unique Landscape campaign, the Soul Movement. The campaign has been led by Panya Newton, an Auckland law student who has put her career on hold to protect the land and restore the historic and spiritual significance to the Stonefields. She joins me for an interview today directly after the National Day of Action. She tells me about the turnout and how the day went.
Oh, it was really good. We had a lot of fun today. Massive turnout. I'm really pleased and obviously grateful for all the support from our comrades today who made it out. There were people from all sorts of walks of life and ages. We had people with wheelchairs out there, small children. That was really nice and peaceful. And yeah,
that's fantastic. I mean, how much would you estimate? How many people do you think would have attended the event?
I think there was about 80 that was out there today.
Wow, that's really cool. Yeah,
yeah, it was really cool that people were able to take the time out of their jobs just to come and stand in solidarity with our issue out at Ihu Mātua. So yeah, it was awesome.
Yes, absolutely. So for our listeners who don't know, could you just give us a quick recap of the cause and what the Soul Movement is all about?
Yeah, so the Soul Campaign are working towards the protection and preservation of the landscape out at Ihu Mātua. Currently, Ihu Mātua is at threat of a 480 housing development being proposed by Fletcher Building Limited. The land that they're proposing to build is very, very significant. Archaeologically, geologically, culturally, spiritually, and historically, the landscape there really speaks to the beginnings of our nation. And in 2007, that land was promised to us to become a public open reserve for all New Zealanders to enjoy. But unfortunately, overnight, the government passed the Special Housing Areas Act, and then the land was designated a special housing area. So even going further back before 2007, in 1863, this land was confiscated and the people were ejected from the land. When they walked to Mangatāwhiri, a war broke out, and that is the war that historians describe as the greatest war for New Zealand, and that was the Waikato War. Also, Potapau Te Perowhero, the first Māori king, was residing in Ihu Mātua in 1858 when he took up the mantle to become the Māori king. So, I guess that's a brief synopsis of the significance of that land.
Yeah, there's a lot of history and a lot of spirituality behind it. I'll bring it back to the Soul Movement now. You've really been at the forefront of this cause. It's been a long, hard fight for you. You've taken this issue to the UN three times. Why do you see this as being one of the biggest issues facing Aotearoa today?
Look, yeah, well, we're facing a bastion point 2.0 all over again. That is why the take is huge. Also, the climate crisis that we are facing is another big one.
Yes.
And if these houses go ahead, we're going to see an increase in pollution to the creek, the nearby creek, and the moana as well. Increased pollution and everything that comes with these sorts of developments. But this is a fight also against capitalism, and
yes,
it's a fight for feminism, and that the women are behind this campaign, leading it, and with, of course, the men supporting us.
Yes.
So, you know, this issue at Ihu Mātua is really important to New Zealand because it's everything. I think Ihu Mātua is the culminating point of all the struggles across Aotearoa at this time. And so that's why I call on all our comrades to stand in solidarity with Ihu Mātua, because it's all happening there. And we need to call on the government for constitutional transformation so that we no longer have to suffer at the hands of these injustices.
Yes, you're really well said, Panya. You've got a lot planned, a lot in store. Can you tell us a little bit about what's next for the Soul Movement?
Well, the occupation is escalating. We have had information passed through us from multiple sources that they will come and raid us soon and try to evict the defenders and the kaitiaki who are on the land. If you come to the land, you will see that we are peacefully and passively growing gardens and taking guided tours and so on. And so we expect that there's going to be a confrontation. But rest assured, we are trying everything in our power to make sure that confrontation does not happen.
Yes.
So there's that, and there's also our concert on the 2nd of March. Mm-hmm. We encourage everybody to come out and experience the land and join in solidarity with the defenders there. And also on the 12th of March, we will be lodging submitting our petition to Parliament in Wellington.
Māori grievances about land are historical. We didn't wake up in the 1970s all angry and protesty and, you know, started demanding our things back.
The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.